Hello, everybody. This is Patricia Corey. I've been gone. I've been in Canada. And the week before last, when I was supposed to do my show, I simply forgot. And I want to apologize to you for that, because I was just so busy traveling and doing what I do. And I just went into my airhead state of mind. But I'm back now, and you're listening to Beyond the Matrix, the radio program that dares you, implores you to think outside the box of convention. And I am speaking out today, like so many of you asked me to do. And one of you, and I know you're listening, is Bruce, who says, we want to hear more of Patricia speaking out. Well, get ready, because I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. And this is the show where I implore you to get active and get off of your proverbial behinds and stand up for what you believe in. And I've been screaming about this for a while now, and calling upon people to get out of their fear. And it's being inculcated in you more than ever before. And I can see that because people are just getting real scared, really covert about what they believe. And, you know, they're doing a great job on us to silence us. But you know what? Never has the planet needed you more than now. So my conversation today is one of those Pat Corey Screaming Yellow Zonkers programs. And for those of you who are afraid of anything negative or anything to do with conspiracy, ooh, bad word, you're going to go to jail, you might not want to listen to this show. I'm going to be talking about Monsanto, my unfavorite company, and things like Aspartame. I've been screaming about that since, I think, 20 years or so. And I want to get everybody clear, really up to date on the situation. So if you already know a lot, great. In that case, instead of thinking I already know this, call in. Give me a hand. Call in. Let's get a dialogue going. I've put all the numbers on my Facebook pages. And if not, if you don't have the phone numbers to call in, please go to BBS. Well, you're on BBS or you wouldn't be listening. So just check out the phone call-in numbers for station one. And in a short while, I'll be calling for people to come on to the line and get mad too. Because this passivity that I've been screaming about forever is growing. And even though there are more people that are aware, it seems that more people are afraid to share. That's poetry. I hope you appreciate my linguistic moment. All right, I'm going to be talking today about some things that have really got me very alarmed. And I'll start with a little call to, let's say, poetic license. There's a strange little planet in space where the dominant species is being deliberately poisoned, contained, and enslaved by a handful of rulers who are determined to cull the population. The assault is from the air, the water, the soil, and the domination of every species of plant and animal life on this planet. And they are preparing to alter and harness the very DNA of all the living beings that reside on this place for reasons that seem to still be unclear to the predominantly switched off civilization that seems to be blissfully unaware of what's going on. It's 1 minute to midnight, and the majority of people are still so tuned into their mind control devices that they are about to sleep through the alteration of the planet's core vibration. Does that sound like a science fiction movie or the theme of another Patricia Corey book? No, well, no, it's not. It is reality unfolding on planet Earth, your home, the great mother Gaia. And if you care, I mean really care, and if you are ready to seriously affect change, not only for yourself and your loved ones, but for the entire planet, then please listen to this show. Send a message to everybody that you know, grab your family, and let's discuss the GMO assault on the living of the earth today on the living on, okay, tongue tied, the assault on the living of the earth today. I'm going to speak out. I want you to call in. I want you to voice your wisdom, your knowledge, and your opinions about what is being perpetrated on this planet. And even if you don't agree with what I bring forward, call in also. Argument is still dialogue. So you don't have to agree with what I'm saying. You don't have to agree with the information that's coming forward. But for God's sake, have an opinion about what is occurring on this planet, guided so eloquently by Monsanto. I'll be talking about that. And again, I know many of you, first of all, have your own information about this. And secondly, those of you who do follow my ramblings know that these are conversations that I bring forward perpetually. But something happened. Something happened a few days ago that really shook my world. And not that I didn't expect it, but the blatancy of what's happening, the speed with which it's happening, the omnipotence with which it's happening requires us to become extremely, extremely aware very quickly now. Many of you may have heard about the legislation to prohibit heirloom seeds in Europe. And if you have, you know that this has been modified, but it is going through. I want you to understand what this means. So I'm doing an interactive little presentation here so that I don't get all emotional and I have my facts for you. So let's see, where is this? I want to talk about the European Union law to ban all everything. You no longer are allowed to raise your own food, to grow your own food, to even select your own flowers seed. Listen to this. This is from a website called Off the Grid News, which is a good little website. Please don't go there now. Just listen, and I'll give you the names later. May 6th, the European Commission, the EEC, considered, I love that word, legislation, which they called the plant, dig this, the Plant Reproductive Material Law, which gives the EEC government, which of course is part of the One World Order, a big part, the power to, quote, classify and regulate all plant life anywhere in Europe. And according to this law, if it passes, it will mean that no seed can be sold or potentially even given for free to anyone anywhere in the European Union unless it is registered on the EU plant list as an approved variety. That would effectively outlaw any heritage seeds in the EU. Do you understand? This just shocking law that was, I believe, has been approved now with some amendments, will make it immediately illegal to grow, reproduce, or trade any vegetable seed, any tree that has not been tested and approved and accepted by the EU Plant Variety Agency. Moreover, oh, this is the good part, an annual fee must also be paid to the agency if the particular variety is to be used by anyone. Get this. We are no longer allowed to have any of our own trees or plants. In fact, I remember, about 2 years ago, reporting that in Seattle there had been a proposed law where people were not allowed to grow their own plants and that it was going to be regulated. And this is already starting to happen where you're not allowed to have gardens anymore. Used to be you couldn't grow pot in your garden. I can understand that that was a gray area, but that you can't grow your own tulips or your own tomatoes, that is just shocking. At a time when we keep being fed this ridiculous story about famine on the planet. In fact, I've been posting articles that make people very disgusted, deliberately trying to get a rise out of people. And one thing I posted just today, which did get a rise out of people, is that in Japan, they have now tested and they haven't approved for human consumption yet. But they found a way to make, and the article is called Human Poop as Steak. Yes, it's true. They found a way to diet and add nuts to human poop to give it that nutty quality. And it seems to be that they've managed to harness human excrement for consumption by human beings. But of course, such a famine exists that we would have to, excuse my language, eat shit sandwiches. But we're not allowed to grow our own food, which would eradicate anything resembling famine. So if you don't get the drift here, then I don't know how much more I can spell it out for you. And we need to begin to begin. We need to start screaming from the mountaintops. We need to sign those petitions. We can no longer sit back and say, well, it's dangerous to buck the system. Yeah, I really support people that are doing the work. I really appreciate it. It's going to take every single human being that has a mind left that is not ingesting all this stuff to enact the laws that are going to stop this, because otherwise, arrivederci, planet Earth. So fortunately, in Europe, there's been a huge outcry from consumer groups, small farmers, and individuals, that so that this law apparently has had some last-minute alterations to the legislation, which will allow home gardeners, that would be me, but not farmers, to give each other seeds for free without being arrested as criminals in the new law. Do I sound like I'm cranky about this? I am. What have we come to on planet Earth when the governments of the world, the One World Order, has been able to enact laws that completely alter the whole flora and fauna of the planet? And we keep sitting back and we keep allowing this to take place. I gave a workshop in Canada about 10 days ago, which was extremely powerful. We all really had quite a transformation, yes, but it was just such an uplifting experience. And I asked people, please don't eat meat during these days. Understand the toxins. The story about me with meat, I think everyone who's listening now already knows that I'm an avid vegetarian. And we talked about how this 12 strand activation, which is huge energy shifting, really requires that the body is allowed the freedom to shift without the imposition of dead toxic substance like meat. And of course, meat is full of a lot of the toxins that I'll be talking about today. And we are now getting genetically modified meat products. Let's not forget the genetically modified salmon that are coming out twice as big as normal salmon. To make a long story short, a lot of people went through the motions and then couldn't wait to get out to grab their McDonald's burgers or their, I don't know what the fast food chains there. There are many in Toronto, that's for sure. And, oh, I think that was Carl's Burgers. And, you know, I thought, wow, really? When are we going to step up to the plate? I just beginning to wonder about human involvement and understanding. And yet, look at Peru, the positive side. I've also posted this today. Peru has banned officially all GMO products into the country. Before, I think it was just corn. Now they have they've managed to shut Monsanto out. And that is a huge, huge statement of how the people are still connected to the earth and how we are not. So my congratulations to Peru. This is a big deal. There's a lot of poverty in that country, and there would be every motivation for the people to bend over and yield to this force of imposition to their agricultural community. And they stood up and said, no, out. In fact, when I was there, Malku, who was our guide during the journey, spoke of how they actually shut down the people actually shut down the roads and blocked the trucks from coming in. They particularly were headed out into the mountain areas where a lot of the product is grown, and they just revolted. They just refused to let the seed, those beautiful Terminator genetically modified seeds, to come in. So congratulations to Peru. Where is the Western world? I'm sure we can do better than this. And we're going to have to do that pretty soon. So as for the European edict, my understanding, and if anyone knows more up-to-date information, I would appreciate receiving information from you. But my understanding is that the law, woof, went through without even having time to congeal in anybody's thought pattern. And that at the last minute, some modification was made so that I, Patricia Corey, can go to my neighbor and say, hey, I've got these great tomato seeds, want to swap, without being hauled off in handcuffs and taken to jail. And if that sounds dramatic, and I do tend to be, just know that this is, we are being told that this is coming. We're being told that this is a criminal. Originally, this legislation made it a criminal act to share seeds. Of course, meanwhile, Berlusconi, the Italian prime minister, has been arrested how many times? He's been brought up on charges and convicted how many times? He has appealed and lost the appeal I don't know how many times. And he'll never go to jail because he has privilege and because now he's too old to go to jail. But a guy like me, if I were to share my fig tree seeds with another, could be taken off to jail. If you don't have your hairs on your neck rising at the very thought of that, then you are on a planet other than the one I know and love. So get with the program. Okay, I'd like to give you a few little bits of information that you may not know, and you may know, but if you do, you may have forgotten. So let me share this with you. Let's talk about my least favorite substance in the world, aspartame. I'm convinced that it really did kill my mother, who was a diabetic. I've shared this with information before. My very best friend and soulmate, my mom, was an aspartame junkie. And no matter how I tried, she just always said, I can't believe that we're having this conversation. I'm a diabetic. Diet products are made for us, and I can enjoy a relatively reasonable flavor life having aspartame chocolate, aspartame 7-Up, and I could not get through to her. And finally, I had to yield to her being a sovereign being and not trying to impose my will, knowing it was killing her. And still, I get on, no matter where I go, I see people downing Diet 7-Up, what's it called? Zero now? Zero Coke, appropriately named. And I look at these young bodies thinking, oh my God, if only they knew that this aspartame contained in these ridiculous substances, which are cocktail, toxic cocktails anyway, were created as weapons of mass destruction. Or I should say, aspartame was created as a weapon of mass destruction. So, although I've talked about it over and over again, I'm going to talk about it again today. Did you know that when Ford lost the 1976 election, Donald Rumsfeld, remember him, returned to private business life and was named the president of G.D. Searle. I don't know if that's pronounced right. S-E-A-R-L-E. G.D. Searle and Company. It was a noted pharmaceutical company, during which time he led the legalization of aspartame. Searle was absorbed by Monsanto in 1985. Get it? And aspartame was approved back then, 1976, I think he won. He was actually, try to get your head around this. Donald Rumsfeld received the Presidential Medal of Freedom Get it? Donald Rumsfeld, America's highest civilian honor, went to Donald Rumsfeld in 1977. Just a few weeks later, specifically March 8th, 1977, he became the CEO of G.D. Searle. And one of his big thrusts or big campaigns in that position was to force the Food and Drug Administration to approve a little-known carcinogen and a neurotoxic poison called aspartame. So I want you to understand that this was, when we talk about weapons of mass destruction and all the countries we seem to go after looking for it and believing or at least pretending that they have weapons of mass destruction, don't forget that aspartame is a weapon of mass destruction. It was forced into the food chain, is now in some, it's like in 10,000 or more consumer products. And it is a deliberate, intended weapon of mass destruction. And people are getting very, very sick from it. And a lot of people are dying because of it. And I'd like you to consider that Rumsfeld himself unleashed a chemical weapon of mass destruction on the world. And that is aspartame. And that's one of the leading products of our friends in Monsanto. So if you still know anybody that's ingesting this stuff, please look at the facts and help them investigate this. And know that it was Donald Rumsfeld, Secretary of Defense, a person that I just don't think has the good of the human race in his heart, unleashed on the world through Searle. And then that company was absorbed by the lovely Monsanto, who also gives us such wonderful things as Roundup, which is destroying the planet. I mean, on the island of that I speak of as Atlantis, the Azores Island, I just found out they're using Roundup on the weeds. In this pristine land, it's reached, Roundup has even reached there. And if you know anything about it, you know that it's just producing a just such a powerful weeds and natural plants that have become so resistant to anything that would naturally, the process of naturally regenerating, naturally dying off, that it's just created a bigger problem than before. Okay. I think I'm getting ahead of myself. I usually do that when I get excited about an argument or a conversation. Another thing that we need to remind people when we talk about this company, Monsanto, is that Michael Taylor, Monsanto's vice president, was appointed, I think, in January by the President for Change, Obama, to be the senior advisor to the commissioner of the FDA. That's right. Let me repeat that. Michael Taylor, Monsanto's vice president, was appointed to senior advisor to the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. This is the same man who was in charge of the Food and Drug Administration policy when, lo and behold, genetically modified organisms were allowed into the U.S. food supply without undergoing a single test to determine their safety. He had been Monsanto's attorney before becoming policy chief at the Food and Drug Administration, and then he became Monsanto's vice president and chief lobbyist. And in January, Obama appointed him to become the senior advisor to the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. He is now considered America's food and safety czar. And, you know, don't you just love these czars? It's reminiscent of another country. It certainly doesn't sound like America. So if you have any hope that the governments are going to be looking out for your well-being, I mean, if there's any hope that you could possibly have left for that, I think it's safe to say that the proof is in the proverbial pudding that that is not going to happen. And that if anything, it is the governments themselves, or let's say the government, because we all know there's one central operation that is determined to break you down biologically, emotionally, and mentally. And that our union against that now is the absolute, it's at the breaking point. I am concerned, very concerned, and yes, I'm also very uplifted to see more and more countries standing, more and more groups standing, more and more pressure being put on Monsanto and the other deviant bioengineers that are creating all this madness. Unfortunately, when the human race got their hand, well, when the scientists got their hands on the DNA book, everything has gone quite awry on the planet. Now, another thing that is foremost at the moment is the so-called Monsanto Protection Act. Have you heard about that? Yes, it's true. There is a new act that has been put into place that is an apparent favor to biotech firms. They're calling it the Monsanto Protection Act, but it has a what was it called, the official name? Oh, okay, I've got it written down here. Its formal name is Section 735 of the, quote, Consolidated and Further Continuing Appropriations Act, 2013. President Obama signed it into law already. The law basically protects Monsanto and any other GMO organization against any incriminations, any legal action, anything that would result from a suit from any organization or any individual, any class action suit. Listen to this. There's no... At issue are genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, created by Monsanto and other biotech firms. While there's no hard evidence that GMOs can harm humans, some worry about undiscovered health risks and the possibility of man-made genes spreading to wild plants, wreaking ecological havoc. Of course, I would like to insert that they're not possibly spreading to plants. They're deliberately being spread to plants. Supporters of the Monsanto Protection Act, who prefer to call it the Farmer Assurance Provision, say it simply aims to prevent activists from using the court system to make farmers scrap or destroy their genetically modified crops. You may not believe what I'm saying, but it's true. As we understand it, quote, the point of the Farmer Assurance Provision is to strike a careful balance, allowing farmers to continue to plant and cultivate their crops subject to appropriate environmental safeguards, while the USDA conducts any necessary further environmental reviews, Monsanto says in a statement. So, P.S., the act has been enacted. Gee, I wonder if it helped having Michael Taylor, the former VP of Monsanto, being appointed as the FDA advisor. Monsanto is now not responsible for any effect that can come from the ingestion of these foodstuffs. So this news is coming out daily. It's very important that we pay attention to what is being perpetrated here on our food supply. First of all, we have Monsanto completely with its claws completely in the government of the United States and others. I mean, let's not limit it just to the states. It is the global beast, so to speak, and it is the machine that drives the, what's it called? I forget. Oh boy, sorry, I'm having a mental moment. the act. It'll come to me. It is the machine that drives the conversion of all foodstuffs and all farming. It is really intense that this has been allowed to progress in this way, and that only now countries and activist groups are speaking out. So we've got Peru, which has said absolutely no, and spread that news so that more people can feel the power of a country like Peru standing up and legislation kind of influence on its own government, where they will not tolerate the infiltration of Monsanto into the country. And we know that India is attempting that. I believe Hungary has made strides not to accept GMO product, and so on and so on. But they're in the States, they're in Canada, and now seeping into Europe, more and more GMOs are being absorbed into the food chain. And in the second half of this show, I'm going to be talking specifically about some of the abhorrent GMO concoctions that they're coming up with that will include vaccine being put into the food supply. You know that that's coming too. You know that I've been screaming about vaccination of the children and forced vaccinations of all of us. But now the deviant plan is to just simply put the vaccine into the food. So it's going to be very important that each of us takes an enormous responsibility on what we eat now, and to be extremely, extremely careful about where you shop and what you believe is okay for you. I'd like to also address the idea that most of the food, I hate to say this, most of the food that's being sold as organic is not organic. I had a long talk with a health food store here in Rome, and I was attempting to find some product that I could find in other countries, but not here. And she gave me quite an insight into the organic, so-called the organic food supply product lines that very often are not organic at all. So I would like to have a dialogue about that. I know many of you really know a lot about that and can share with the audience, and I'll be calling you in the second half of the show. All right, so where I left off was, I think I was talking about taking charge of your own life, and that, of course, is a message that I never stop screaming out to anyone who will hear. And we move on from here. I would like to discuss, give you just some of the, just a taste of what these guys are up to with genetically modified organisms in the animals and plants. And you might know about some of this and you might not. So I'm sorry if it upsets you. I want to upset you because I want to stimulate you into action. And of course, I start with meat because it just seems like this is the place they're putting most of their energy with regards to poisoning the planet and poisoning the human race is the meat supply. Now, I'd like to throw some ideas out at you, and let's see if you've ever heard of this. Have you heard of EnviroPig, also called Frankenswine? I think that's very clever. I love humor in my GMO products. So it is called Frankenswine, the critics call it. And this is a new pig. Yes, it's true. A genetically modified pig, that's your bacon, that's your ham sandwich, that is being genetically altered to be able to digest and process phosphorus better than before. Apparently, pig manure is high in phytate, which is a form of phosphorus. So when farmers use manure as fertilizers, the chemical enters the watershed and causes algae blooms that deplete oxygen in the water and kill marine life. I'm so glad that they're concerned about that, considering what is being done to our water supply. Of course, that's another conversation that we're going to have. That would be Fukushima and what's happening to the ocean. Maybe next 2 weeks from now, we'll discuss that. Nobody wants to discuss that either, so I guess I'm going to have to do that. At any rate, back on EnviroPig, scientists apparently have added an E. coli bacteria and, yes, it's true, mouse DNA to a pig embryo. I want you to understand this, that this is your bacon, this is your sausage, these are your ham sandwiches, your prosciutto, okay? E. coli bacteria, you know, that deadly stuff they keep finding in the meat supply and getting all upset about. Oh, but you say they're adding it? Surprise, surprise. Okay, yes, it's true. Bioengineering is, the scientists are adding E. coli bacteria and mouse DNA to pig embryos. I had to repeat that because I know you find it hard to believe. This apparently decreases a pig's phosphorus output by as much as 70%, making, they say, the pig more environmentally friendly. Don't you appreciate that? I'm sure it's wonderful to know that the pig manure that's entering the watershed and causing algae blooms that deplete oxygen in the water now also contain E. coli bacteria and byproducts of mouse DNA. So, you know, think about that if you're still eating pig. I'm into loving the animals and all that. We've done that. I'd like you to think about ingesting deliberately added E. coli bacteria and rat or mouse DNA to your ham sandwich. Then, if that isn't fun enough, there's a new wonderful thing called web spinning goats, because, and this is really important, because a lot of people who are trying to switch off of cow milk are drinking goat milk, which is, this is going to shock you, and it's not a solution. I'd like to preface this by saying I'm all proud of myself because I've switched to veganism, and I've had a few little blips, but I'm right on target with having eliminated dairy. Listen to this. They're going to love this. Strong, flexible spider silk is one of the most valuable materials in nature, and it could be used to make an array of products, from artificial ligaments to parachute cords, if they could just find a way to produce it on a commercial scale. Well, well, thank you. Nexia Biotechnology in 2000 announced it had the answer. A goat that produces spider web protein in its milk. So, you health food store nuts, please be aware that researchers are now inserting spider dragline silk gene into the DNA of goats in such a way that the goat can make the silk protein in the milk. And then this new product, genetically modified milk, it's called silk milk. Isn't that clever? It rhymes. Then that can be used to manufacture a new material, which they call BioSteel. That's what you're drinking. I have to preface this by saying I'm not sure if this is already in the market, in the food chain, but considering that they came up with it in 2000, and considering also that part of the manipulation of the government controls over your food has do with not identifying GMO in your groceries. We remember that that got deleted in any kind of consumer legislation, got shot down in California. So even though the argument still goes, yeah, they're putting GMOs into the food without telling you. So you might be drinking silk milk. Isn't that something that you want to know if you're drinking goat's milk, and if you think that you're okay because it's organic, think again. You don't know that organic really is organic, and you might very well be drinking silk milk just love the title, and that in your own body, you will be consuming a product that could be manufactured as BioSteel. I'm sure that's healthy for the human body. And then, of course, I'll talk about the salmon. I'd like to talk about that again because I particularly feel just, I don't want to say desperate. I'm never desperate, but so, so upset about the fact that wild salmon are becoming pretty much the extinction. And between the farmed salmon with its problems, I just don't want this show to be nothing but negativity, so I won't go into that. But I am concerned that now a company called Aqua Bounty has genetically modified salmon that grows twice as fast as the conventional salmon. That would be not even counting the wild salmon, but the ones in the cages in the middle of the ocean. We've seen now, I think it's circulated pretty much everywhere, the photo with two same-age salmon with the genetically altered one in the back, and it's twice as large as the natural or the cage salmon. And the company says the fish have the same flavor, texture, color, and odor as a regular salmon. But the debate is still out on whether or not it's safe to eat. Just know the genetically engineered salmon has an added growth hormone that allows the fish to produce growth hormone year-round. Okay? So scientists were able to keep the hormone active by using a gene from an eel-like fish called an ocean pout, which acts as an on switch for the hormone. So if you are a, whatever your food regime is, I know that everybody loves to eat salmon and get that omega-3 into their system, but just know that genetically altered salmon is on the market now, and be concerned. If at all possible, see what you can do to get meat and fish out of your food system. Another, I've also heard about the human, and I don't have detailed information for you today, but apparently they're also putting human genes into the rice. I'm not sure why they're doing that. I just think, why do we need human genes in rice? I do not know. I'll have more information for you the next time I talk about this. I've got very little time left. Apparently my time clock on my computer is wonky. So I thought it was the half hour point when I was actually past it. I want to talk about vaccine and medicinal products being put into the food. One of the first that we're going to get is banana vaccines. People will soon be getting vaccinated for diseases like Hep B and cholera simply by taking a bite of banana. The researchers that are heavily at work doing these exciting alterations have successfully engineered bananas, potatoes, lettuce, carrots, and tobacco to produce vaccines. But they love bananas. They apparently are the ideal production and delivery vehicle, and I bet you that's one of the reasons why there's so much GMO growing in Hawaii. Yes, the happy days when you could reach from a tree in Hawaii or other tropical places and eat a banana off the tree. Well, that's going to be history soon. All right. When an altered form of a virus is injected into a banana sap, the virus's genetic material quickly becomes a permanent part of the plant's cells. As the plant grows, its cells produce the virus proteins, but not the infectious part of the virus. So when people eat a bite of a genetically engineered banana full of virus proteins, supposedly their immune systems build up antibodies to fight the disease, just like a traditional vaccine that gets put into your arm. You know, they're going to get these vaccines into us by hook or by crook. And since there is a growing uprise to the forced vaccinations that are happening around the world, they're going to try their very damnedest to put it in our food. And this is why I want to talk about it. I don't want it to be scary. I just want to talk about it. Another thing that is very important. Whew, time is almost gone. Medicinal eggs. British scientists have created a breed of genetically modified eggs that produce cancer-fighting medicines in their eggs. The animals have had human genes added to their DNA. There we go with the human genes again. So that human proteins are secreted into the whites of the eggs, along with complex medicinal proteins similar to drugs used to treat cancer and other diseases. What disease-fighting eggs contain? The hens lay eggs that have MIR24, a molecule with potential for treating malignant melanoma and arthritis, and human interferon B1A, an antiviral drug that resembles modern treatments for multiple sclerosis. Folks, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Every day, more stuff is coming out about what they're doing to the food and to the animals. And, you know, we are the animals, supposedly the most intelligent ones, the ones with the brains. I call upon you to take this sampling I've given you today and investigate further. You're going to need to be very aware of what you're eating. There is a whole community rising on this planet investigating, proving the organic nature of the products that are available and contesting those that claim they are. And I'm inviting you to stand up against Monsanto, to stand for your community, to take really an active role in stopping this madness. There is an organization called Stop Monsanto. They're having hopefully a huge rally on a Saturday, 2 weeks from now at 11, exactly the time of this show. Please go investigate it. Stop Monsanto. They're begging for people to stand up so that this is not just a little pfft in the wind, but instead a huge showing of human uprising against this. And I call upon you to take a stand, be unafraid to rally in support of the human race, for the planet, and everything you believe. All right, almost out of time. I'd like to remind you that my program in England, where I'm running out of time for you latecomers, lots of people saying, I really want to come, and not realizing that I've got to return the hotel rooms and things that are reserved 2 months ahead of time. That's next week. So please, 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 if you want to come to England or to my program in the Azores, I need to hear from you, and I need to hear from you soon. And do that for yourself while you can still travel and celebrate the journey. Please come. Join me in England through the crop circles, through the sacred veils of Avalon. This is Patricia. The time has flown way too fast. I hope I've given you thought, food for thought, non-GMO food for thought. And I will be with you again in 2 weeks during the GMO, anti-GMO rally, anti-Monsanto rally. Find out more. Stop Monsanto. This is Patricia Corey. You've been listening to Beyond the Matrix for people who dare to think outside the box. Thank you for listening. Be strong.